The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 8th, 1979 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. This is Rita Rochelle, friends. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I have another program of authentic traditional African music and some pop music too, by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. The music is on recordings which my colleague, music man Leo Sarkisian, has selected from his own personal library and collection. Leo and I enjoy sharing this music with you, introducing the remarkably rich cultural heritage of various countries in Africa. I think you'll enjoy the program today. Also, I have a number of letters here that I've just finished reading. It's nice to get them, and I hope the fans who wrote them are listening because I'll be saying hello to them personally just a little later in the program. Now, friends, it's music time in Africa. Ibadani Pade is the title of this very nice tune by the Akezen Highlifers. And I think you'll agree that this is the type of dance music that should make everybody move their feet about. Also, I hope the following fans who wrote such wonderful letters to us are listening in today. Ogoko Chinwendu Leonardo of Ahiazu Mbaze, to Mike Ndukwe of Etatiyama Kapuro, to Gregory Etiam of Uyo, and Reginald Ikiani of Aka Okeni, all in Nigeria. Here are the Akezen Highlifers.
Ibadani pade na jira jira.
Comparing Liberia with most other African countries, it does seem small in size, yet its folk music and cultural heritage are tremendously rich. Even today, the folk music of the country is still by far the most widespread kind of music making, and there's an extraordinary variety of styles and manners of performance. Among the most popular folk music groups are the fanga players. Fanga is the local term for the armpit pressure-type drum used throughout most West African countries. In Liberia, tribal chiefs have their own personal retinue of musicians who follow or precede a chief, singing praises and greetings. The musicians in this recording are such a group. They belong to a paramount chief of Zawenta in Bong County. The group was recorded by our music man Leo in the village of Zawenta, and the song is in the Gio language. That was a song of greeting for the paramount chief of Zawenta in Liberia. During the same recording session, a female chorus from a neighboring village sang several traditional songs typical of that region. The group, led by Kotingwa, sings a Gio love song.
Amida itu malen tu kau ini, dia kacau. Gaga Sosia, Gaga Numbaga, Zoa Dunyo, Gavinet Dogra, Kissi, Gatomica Sosia, going back with Ranun Sanga. Oh, you name Yanga with Nagasia, you have a lot of to Santa Rondo, we have here. You have a way, you clear up on Nanisia.
In the 14th century, about 600 years ago, Ibn Battuta, the great Arab traveler and geographer, visited the ancient empire of Mali. In his writings, he left us wonderfully detailed descriptions of musical instruments and traditional customs of those times. In those valuable historical records, Ibn Battuta carefully describes musical groups playing horns carved from ivory elephant tusks. Well, the sounds of those horns have come down through the ages and can still be heard to this day. Anyone visiting Lofa County in Liberia, especially during some festive occasion, may be able to see and hear horn groups made up of about 5 or 7 or even 9 instruments. The larger elephant tusks are used for the lower bass notes, and other horns varying in size are used according to the pitch of each instrument. In this next recording, which was made by Leo in the town of Zarzar in Liberia, 6 horns are accompanied by 2 distinct types of drums. The musicians are the Pali people, and the music is a warrior's victory song.
Gangulaba, 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 Gangulaba.
This next group of performers is also quite unusual. It's also a horn orchestra. But instead of using ivory tusks, the musicians are playing horns carved out of wood in the shape of elephant tusks. The song, sung in the Pali language, is a musical invitation urging people to get up and join in the dancing. I have a good example here of the music of the Bassa people in Liberia. But before I play the recording, I'd like to say hello and thank you for letters. Letters that we've received, and we're awfully glad to get them, so do keep them coming. Thank you, George Moore and Elizabeth Saba Roberts of Monrovia, Liberia. Miss Ngozi Marie Maduagwu and Bridget Oputo of Owari, Nigeria, thank you for your letters. Also Daniel Victor Bouchwe of Temagana, and our good friend Emmy Bungeri Jr. of Thika, Kenya. Enjoyed your letters and glad that you like the traditional music as much as the popular songs. We'd like to hear from you again. Now, for the Bassa music. It was recorded in Monserrate County in Liberia, and the lead singer begins by asking the Bassa chief to listen to their music. Well, so will we.
Yeah.
That was music of the Bassa people in Liberia. Now, for a change in pace, our music man has come up with music from Cameroon, one of my favorite groups, Kemayo and the K-System. It's a great group with good music. Sure flies when you're having a good time, doesn't it? This last selection is from East Africa. It's by the Bandap Tai Band of Kenya. It's a Kipsigis song about encouraging social development and progress. Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to end a show, on a happy note. And that music from East Africa brings to a close our regular Sunday music show, featuring some of Africa's best musicians playing traditional and popular music. Join me next Sunday, friends, at the same time. Right now, thank you Patty Pedro and Young at the University of Jos, Sammy and Joe of Kano, to our friend Aniti Akpabio of Etanan, and Ndukwe Oje of Abariba, all in Nigeria. Special greetings to Victor Don King and Richard Benlanyo, and to Roy Ansa. These three gentlemen live in Ho in the Volta region of Ghana and are regular listeners. Your letters to Leo and me are always welcome. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now and reminding you to stay tuned in to the same frequencies and meter bands for the latest news as the African service of the Voice of America continues. From Leo and me, our very best to all of you.